for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time.
Welcome to the S Words Podcast, brought
it's
to you.
Voice.
You know what? You know what, Kevin? You know what that needed?
What?
It needed more cowbell.
You mean it needed more of Danny singing for me?
Hey, if Lea Salonga can sing over people, and who was Donny Osmond sang over? Who was it? Oh, he sung over that guy in Mulan, right? Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
And so Danny can be your singing voice.
Shoot, I totally forgot who he is now. Dang, I should know, too.
The actual actor, not just the...
Yeah, his name has a B in it. That's the first letter of something.
It's okay, Kevin.
God, I feel bad.
All right,
okay.
Kevin.
Anyway, stop segment. Hollywood voice. Hello and welcome to the S Words podcast, a roundtable discussion of... Wait, this is the stuff segment. Hello and welcome to the S Words stuff segment, a roundtable discussion about stuff we are doing right now. I am Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
And with us are two returning guest hosts, Mr. Christopher Nguyen from the previous stuff segments. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
And we have Miss Lita Cho returning from her long due vacation from the Good, the Bad, the Movie review.
Hello.
All right, let's go straight into the stuff segment number five, Mr. Dom.
My number five is doo-wop, which you would totally be surprised by our
wow,
opening.
Wow, really? Like,
yeah.
I haven't heard you listen to doo-wop in so long.
In like 3 minutes, right?
I know.
I
man.
Know. I know. But yeah.
Always with you, 3 minutes is quite the long time.
It is quite, it's the longest
have
time.
You, Kevin, have you thought about doing a career in like professional like horse racing announcer?
Professional career in horse racing announcer.
Yeah.
You mean like this? Rorschach's Journal.
I was
it's
thinking,
March 7th, 2009.
I was thinking, in a world where the S-words are a podcast.
In a world.
With your favorite Disney characters, like Kevin.
A boy,
Lita.
A girl, and a galaxy.
No, anyway, so yeah, I got back into listening to doo-wop. I really like melodies, and I started listening to it obsessively again. It comes in cycles.
Any in particular?
Particularly the UC Berkeley Men's Octet.
Oh,
wow, I haven't heard
of
them in so long.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in that. There are a lot of geeks majors in that group. I'm like, how do you have to...
There are a lot of geeks in that group.
Oh, man, we got to get them so we can interview them in song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we should totally do that.
I love their version. I love their rendition of Guy Love.
I know. And I like the Lion King version because they actually go and act like lions. It's really weird. And I can't believe, how do they have time to do all that and sing? I don't know.
Drugs.
If you are on the UC Berkeley Men's Octet, please contact us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. We'd like to speak with you.
We'll go up to 8 microphones for that one.
Oh, David,
that means I gotta buy a new mixer. Anyways, Lita, what is your number 5?
I'm emailing obsessively. Checking my email obsessively.
Wow.
Exciting.
I know.
You must have been doing so many things this
I know.
Week.
While you were sick with, what was it?
Oh, I don't know. It was a virus in my throat of some sort.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I was cacking
we're taking,
a cough.
Was it the T virus?
Yes, it was T virus.
And we're taking you to karaoke after this, so.
I know. It's glorious because I'm healed and now I could like full, use my voice fully.
And then we'll just ruin you again. Let's have you sing the high parts for Boys to Men.
Oh my God, you're going to kill me, dog. You could hit those notes. You should do that.
I can only hit those notes if I injure myself.
When you were awake for, like, didn't you wake up, like, about an hour ago?
Yeah, oh, no, well, you know what? Okay, you know, that's...
You slept that long today?
I know, I woke up at 5 p.m. I was like, I'm getting up now, oh
I
my god.
I left at 10 in the morning, and you were still asleep, so... Did you wake up in between?
No, I thought it was like 1 or something. When I went to look at the clock, it was 5, and I was like,
wow.
What the hell?
Dude, how come sleep is not one of your things and stuff? Or is that number 1?
No.
See, this is the sad thing, is that I was sick this week too, but I got filled with nervous energy that didn't go anywhere. So I was up until 4 a.m. just going...
Yeah, I saw you on Twitter a lot this week.
Yeah, at like 3 a.m. And I was just going, like, have nothing to do. The internet is not interesting enough right now. I must make it more interesting. And then I would go to sleep, and then I would wake up at 8 a.m. because I sleep like a soldier.
Nice.
Chris?
Mr. Chris?
My number 5 is I'm still finishing Solaris, and I think I'm down to the last, like, 30 pages, and it's still a really cool book.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie. I was like, it's only 2 hours, dude.
I thought you meant the operating system, and it sucks. So I don't know how you're reading that.
The book.
Sorry, Sun people.
Yeah, we love Sun.
Yeah, Sun, Solaris, whatever.
All right, Kevin.
Anyways, I am reading a book too, and it is a book that you would not expect me to read.
Oh, I know. I was surprised.
It is Confessions of a Shopaholic. Oh. I'm reading it on my Kindle, and it's actually very
funny.
To me, I think it's very funny. It's just about a woman that has a credit card spending problem. And at the end of every chapter, she lists out everything that she bought and the reasons why she bought them. So she decides to save some money. So she buys a book about how to save money. But then the next day, she's supposed to be saving, and she ends up spending way more. So, I mean, it's the whole idea of you just got to read it. It's just very much a dig into consumerism. It is so fluff that I really shouldn't be reading it, but the fact that I'm reading it all is quite a big deal.
Isn't there also a movie coming out based on
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I think it's already out,
yeah,
isn't it?
I heard it's really bad.
From director Jerry Bruckheimer.
And I heard it's like not following the book at all, so.
Oh wait, it's produced by Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah, produced.
So my number four is exactly the opposite of everything you guys have done. I got bored. I started looking around YouTube for acapella stuff. I found old episodes of the Jackson's Variety Show on YouTube, and I started watching those. And man, young Michael Jackson was, oh, incredible. Just once in a lifetime, once a century. Just that much talent. I hate that little black boy. he had more talent at age 8 than I will ever touch in my entire life.
Now, you're actually a pretty big fan of Michael Jackson, right? I mean, you still listen to his stuff too, right?
I still listen to his stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently he's on a comeback, but I have no idea. I just listen to History and Off the Wall over and over. Oh yeah, and Thriller. People like Thriller.
You think? I love Thriller.
I heard that album didn't sell that well.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's not even number one anymore, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Not even in the top 40.
I thought it was in the top 40 all time.
No, it came back for a little bit, but that was just a thing.
Oh, really? Wow.
Just a thing. It's like some remastered edition or something. Anniversary edition, whatever.
Okay.
Miss Lita, number four, please.
Yeah, I'm preparing for interviews, reading all those technical questions.
Wow, exciting life.
Shut up!
Email, interviews. And yet sleep is not on your
No, it's not. I should put it on there, sleep. But I haven't getting much of it, so how could that be on it?
Well, you just got like how many hours last night? Did you go to sleep?
Midnight.
So you slept 17 hours?
I am an animal.
I haven't even slept 17 hours over the last 3 days.
That's not sleeping. That's hibernating.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I've been only getting like 4 hours sleep every day for the last week.
She's
so
recovering.
Now I'm recovering.
So tell us about those interviews, Miss Lita.
I guess, you know, reviewing my algorithms, big O stuff.
Ooh,
yeah.
Big O!
Yeah. Oh, big O, big O!
Dun, 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 you know, dun,
What I always wonder about big O is how they managed to get that voice out of Freddie Mercury's dead body.
What?
I think you're thinking of Cromarty.
No! Have you heard the Big O opening? It sounds like Freddie Mercury.
I think they got someone else. Someone else.
Of course they got someone else. Freddie Mercury's been dead for 20 years.
Unless it's zombie Mercury.
Wait, how long has Freddie Mercury been dead?
For a long time.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
At least 15 years?
At least 15 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, my life is boring. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Chris, bring us out of the doldrums.
You're doing real things.
You guys are jerks.
We are jerks. That's my number three. Did you know that?
Mr. Chris, number four.
My number four is I just finished BioShock. Very awesome game. Love the ending.
Just finished.
Yeah.
Which ending did you get? Did you get the nice guy ending?
Were you evil?
No, I was nice. I got the nice guy one.
Evil gives you more powers.
But they're a good one. There are powers that you can only get for being good. So, you know.
Yeah. How many achievements you get in one run through? 600? 800?
No. I think I only got a little less than half, actually.
Yeah, you're just in time because BioShock 2 is supposed to come out this year, so you have 2 more years to finish it.
And, yeah, have you seen the promo site for it? What is it, Something from the Ocean or something?
Yeah, Something Below the Sea.
Something below the sea. It's an interesting start. I like the way they tell stories.
I'm not really excited about the sequel to BioShock. Actually, when I picked up BioShock, it was mostly because nothing was coming out at that time.
It was
in August.
Good.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
It was
just
very good.
You know, I was just in the mood, right, to play, you know, first person shooter and
RPG.
With RPG elements.
Elements, yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, my number four is not very interesting because of what we've already spoken about this week, and it would be reading the Watchmen comic. So we don't really need to talk about that. So, Mr. Dom, number three.
My number three is Street Fighter 4, but not actually playing it. I've just been talking about it, which
is
the weird
thing. Wow, it
moved
back up from slot number four to slot number three.
So
nice.
Street Fighter 4, I've been talking about a lot of theory with friends because we're just big game design and game theory nerds. Well, of course, you know, it's a big surprise to you that we're nerds, right?
Video game theory or just...
Wait, who's a nerd?
Who are you talking about? I'm not a nerd. What?
We're geeks. We're not nerds.
Anyway. But yeah, there was this weird conversation that Danny and I had where we started comparing Street Fighter 4 to dating. And he's like, it's a transferable skill. We got incredibly embarrassed about ourselves about half an hour in after we started talking about wake-up games and intentional openings. And it got weird. It got really weird.
Sexy.
I'll show you that conversation. It's strange. All right, Lita, I'm embarrassed now. Go.
Well, okay, another boring thing. I've been doing a lot of reading for Japanese, like Japanese literature, and it's just like every book I've read, the guy always kills himself. And I'm just like, oh, great, more depressing.
Hey, you should read some of the stuff by, I can't remember his name.
You should read some of these head-chopping-offingest books.
Well, the latest...
That's a Chinese one. No, I was talking about the...
What did he write?
Oh, the one story that I remember the most from was Fountains in the Rain. The guy who killed himself, who shouted about rearmament. Oh, his name's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it.
Well, I've been reading a lot of Osamu Dazai, and he's like the creepiest guy ever because like he basically tried to kill himself 5 times, and it's usually a double suicide. So he will make the woman kill herself first, and then he'll chicken out. And the final time he actually killed himself, both the nurse and him went to the water and drowned themselves. And I'm like, what kind of guy is able to force girls to kill themselves? And then, I don't know.
A really smooth one.
Yeah,
a really sexy man.
Yeah, I guess he was very charming. He's a charming guy.
All right, Chris, now I'm depressed twice.
Sorry.
Number three is, I guess, in preparation for watching Watchmen, I actually went back over and watched 300 and Dawn of the Dead just because, like, seeing the director's work before, you know.
Wow, you are a trooper, man.
You are a trooper, wow.
Yeah, and Dawn of the Dead was actually... I never saw the George Romero version of Dawn of the Dead, so I have nothing compared to, but from what I saw, I really liked Dawn of the Dead a lot. I know I'm committing...
Yeah, Kevin, it's like,
here.
Kevin
giving me this really dirty look right now.
Why? Why do you want to
be... He's never seen the Romero Dawn of the Dead, but he's seen Snyder's.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
It's like seeing the shot-for-shot remake of Psycho and not actually seeing Psycho.
Well, the thing is, Snyder's is not... Well, I guess. It's that same vein of, wow, I can't believe. But it's okay. I have Dawn of the Dead. We
you
can
know,
watch
part
it
of the
sometime.
Reason, though, I have to say, was because like the first time I saw Night of the Living Dead, I think I was about 12 or 11, and that movie scarred me for a long
time.
Night
of the Living Dead, was that scary? Did we see that?
I mean, if you're young, I can expect
it
to be scary.
Yeah, because I don't remember being scared.
Well, it's when you're that young, people yelling at each other is scary, and that's what a lot of Night of the Living Dead is.
Yeah. It's mostly paranoia.
Part of that, too, is that, no, I just also kind of somehow realized that, yeah, Jeff just... I became afraid of death at that point, actually.
Aww.
That's why I didn't really watch Night of the Living Dead. I mean, I can go back and see it now. I mean, now that I'm older and more mature.
I don't
but,
think you'll be as scared of it. It's just a lot of people just... It's not about the people killing each other. It's more like paranoia and them yelling at each other. Like, oh my God, you better...
It's about
it's your
no,
fault.
No, really?
Yeah, it's about Vietnam. Yeah, that's what it's really about.
All right. My number three, and man, we mentioned this last week, too. I am now getting closer and closer to catching up with Chuck. I finished season one, finally. I actually really like I think two-thirds of the way through the season, I think it really picks up. There's a good story arc. And in the end of the first season, I was kind of, I was okay with. But I'm moving into season two, and I'm also picking up another series. I guess I can call this choice TV. I'm also starting to watch Dexter, which Mr. Sung also introduced
Dexter,
me
I heard
to.
Is really good. I have not yet. Time
I don't think
to watch
you
it.
Want to watch it. It's
no,
very
it's
bloody.
About, I know it's about serial killers, but I heard it's really. It's like the best.
It's Batman.
TV. It's Batman.
Yes, it's Batman.
I heard it's like the best TV that HBO has right.
Oh, no,
it's Showtime. Showtime has right now, or like of all best TV of all right now.
All right. We're on to my number two, which is also a TV series, but it's a Japanese one. It's a Hayate no Gotoku, also known in the U.S. as Hayate the Combat Butler. It's a huge, huge parody of just everything. It's hilarious. It has Wakamoto Norio as the narrator, which is one of the big reasons I picked it up. He's actually not listed as the narrator. He's listed as the voice of heaven, and I can't disagree with that. It is hilarious if you grew up in Japan or are just well versed in Japanese culture. It is also just plain hilarious sometimes. It's crazy. It makes me feel like an even bigger geek than usual. And their second season is starting pretty soon, so I was catching up on the entire 52-episode run of the first one.
Nice. I guess my number two is I've been catching up with Friday Night Lights. It's awesome.
Yeah!
Friday Night Lights. It's not even about, it's like, I don't even really like football, but it's not even about
it's
football.
It's not about football.
And I like that. And it's like, they always show like 3 minutes of football, and they're really exciting, I think. And then,
but
the
they're so improbable. They always like have that 90-yard touchdown pass
in
the last 5 seconds.
It's high school, you know, you can do that. I don't know.
No, you can't. It's even harder in high school.
Miracles happen, man.
Yeah.
Every week?
In Texas. No, but it's not about
the
football.
You're the miracle. I turned air into gold.
And they also have the quarterback rush it, and I'm like, you dude, how could he make a touchdown from, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to go into the logistics of how improbable that is, but like.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch Friday Night Lights is because I always see the football analysis of Friday Night Lights, and it's like, this football is terrible.
It's not, but it's not about the football. It's about the characters.
I know, but the football is terrible. It would get in the way.
You can fast forward to the football and just know that they won. Also, it's just about the characters, though, and I really love the characters, and, you know, and the drama is really good. I don't know. It's really addicting because, like, at the end of the episode, they're like...
They're always losing, right?
No, they're not losing. They're like, there's something dramatic that happens or something like that. Sorry. Something dramatic happens, and you're like, I need to watch the next one. And so I've been watching like 4 hours of that. Shame on me.
I know. One time, I went to sleep and Lita was watching Friday Night Lights. And then, the next day she's like, hey, let's watch some Friday Night Lights. And I was like, okay, you're on what, this episode? And she's like, no, I already finished the entire first season. I was like, what? And then I was like, prove it. Well, this happened. Right. That means you stayed up till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Is that why you're sick?
That's part of the reason why I did not catch up on my sleep. Shame on Lita.
It's a good enough reason.
All right, Chris.
Mr. Chris, number two.
Number two, I've been watching or catching up on the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Why?
Nice. I like it,
actually. I mean, I watched the first season. I really enjoyed it. It's the same idea. It's like, it's just sci-fi fluff. Yeah. It's fine. It's not terrible.
It's not trying to be like really pretentious, like certain episodes of The Next Generation or something like that.
Yeah. And they actually, I mean, for a TV series based on, you know, one of the biggest like action franchises, they do a pretty decent job. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. And I personally like the tone of the series, so I think.
I know you like the tone of Summer Glau. And yeah, the tone of that chick from Garbage as well.
Yes, Shirley Manson all the way, man.
Wait, she's in the...
Yeah, she's in it.
She was at WonderCon on Sunday. It was surprising that she showed up.
Whoa, yeah. I liked her music.
She's very Scottish.
Yes, is she really? Scottish. She's from Scotland?
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear it easily. It's like Sean Connery heavy.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea. When she sings,
hey,
she
we brought
sound.
Sean Connery into another podcast. It took
Sean Connery tag, yes.
It took about 15 minutes this time, though.
Yeah, well, but yeah, like when she sings, like I can't hear it at all. So
well, she actually was asked about
That's why at the con, a person had asked, like, you know, is there a reason why you switched from a Scottish accent to an English accent when you sing? And she's like, have you ever listened to alternative music with a Scottish accent? It just doesn't sound very good.
Also, it's very easy to imitate other people's accents when you're singing because it's part of the diction. It's how you learn the song.
That's true, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, my German is only good when I'm singing 99 Luftballons.
Which is probably going to happen later tonight, huh?
Exactly.
No. That or, what is it? Das German Band? Can you, the one from the producers? Haben Siegen das Deutschen Band?
Berserker?
That's where my Russian gets good. Nice. That and Korobeiniki, the song from Tetris. Did you know this? The song from Tetris.
Yeah,
it's a real song.
It's a real song. It's about a guy who's hired a prostitute and can't wait for the night to come.
Seriously?
What?
Look it up.
It's just like playing Tetris.
That is funny. That's awesome.
All right, my number two is... My number two...
I've ruined your childhood, haven't I?
No. That's fine.
Okay.
Tetris is like sex to me.
Okay.
I can't believe I just said that. Because what you want to do is you want to build up, you know, all the stuff around, and then you put the big long one in the hole.
That's true. Yeah.
And then you score
right.
Tetris.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyways, My number two is actually more real life stuff, and it's just so I bought a house back in November. Finally, all the approval, all the plans, and everything have been done. So I actually just visited the house, and the contractors are working on it right now. And wow, everything is down. Like, I can see through all the walls and everything, and it's really starting to shape up closer to what I'm looking for. So my number two is I've been looking around at places, looking at floors, toilets, tiles, and all that stuff. I already have, like, my kitchen stuff and everything planned out. But imagine how weird it is going to a place and being like, I have to pick a toilet. And then looking at this row of toilets and, like, which toilet is for me?
I remember that day that I felt old. That day that I felt old was when I went out with Danny to buy a chair for his apartment because his old chair had broken and I was tired of sitting in it. And so we were sitting in there waiting in chairs, and suddenly I think, oh no, this is evidence that I'm old. Danny, what? We're going over to the Best Buy and I'm getting you an Xbox. Wow. No questions. That was the day I got him an Xbox because I was feeling old. Some people get, you know, Corvettes and Mercedeses and things like that and Mustangs. I bought my friend an Xbox 360.
Nice. But like, you should buy one of those those Japanese toilets. That
Toto? Yeah. No, I'm going with Kohler.
Wait, if you
what?
Have a...
What?
No. Dude, I'm not... I don't need something shooting stuff in my butt.
But what
it's
if
so
it,
cool.
What if it sings Toto at you and it blesses the rains down for, in Africa? While
I would get one of those, okay? But
while
I have three toilets I need to buy.
While it washes your buttocks, it would sing.
I don't want it to wash it. I just want it to sing Rains of Africa.
Have you ever tried that before while you were in Japan?
Have you?
Yes, it was a very weird sensation.
You liked it, didn't you?
No, I did not.
I sang I Bless the Rains down in Africa while I was happening.
Number one! Go to number one.
Go to number one right here? But I don't have a toilet.
Go to your number one. No. Your stuff number one.
Okay. It's the same as last week. Tales of Vesperia.
Oh my god.
I'm about 50 hours in. I will be done. Miho's giving me a big thumbs up behind Chris right now. Oh, she's giving me a thumb sideways now. But I'm treating this like a fighting game. I talked to Danny about combo theory, and I spend a lot of time complaining about the camera because the character I choose to play keeps flying up off the edge of the screen. Anyway, that's my number one. It'll be my number one until I either get a job or finish Tales of Vesperia.
I hope it will be the first
one. Hopefully it'll be the first one.
Okay. My number one is I'm doing a lot of research. I'm sorry. It is.
Too much real stuff.
No, like right now we're in the process of like getting our IRB form, which is a form that you have to fill out when you want to do any sort of human testing. And so we have to like do some usability testing of them using a mouse, but we have to make sure we have to tell them we're not killing them. We're not making them do stuff that they don't want to. Shut up, dog.
Is this for the needle that you stick in your taint?
Yeah.
What? Now I'm awake.
I'll show you my research, dog.
You don't want to see.
I don't want to see
the video. No. As a man, you don't want to.
I do not want to see your taint needle.
It's not. You don't see the taint.
I have given up swearing for Lent, and I will swear if you show me that video. You will break my contract with Jesus.
The needle goes in that area,
and
then it curves.
La 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 la.
Number one, Chris.
Number one is I'm also catching up on episodes of 24.
What do you want for?
What do you want?
I'm Jack Bauer. I'm Rorschach. I'm Batman.
I'm Wolverine. We can use that tag again now, Kevin.
Nice.
I swear that half of this show would consist of us trying to bring in other meta tags. All right, Kevin.
My number one is previously mentioned, and it is Friday Night Lights. I've already seen all three seasons that have been released, but Lita's been rewatching them. I mean, not rewatching them. I've been rewatching them because Lita's been watching them. So Friday Night Lights, you can watch it for free on Hulu. It's also on Netflix Instant Stream. There is no reason why you cannot watch this. I'm speaking to my friends Mike and
Dom.
And
no,
Dom.
Well, no, I'm not going to watch it because the football will make me run screaming for the hills.
Dragon Ball Mike, you must watch this show. Okay, go on.
All right. So here we go. We're starting with the suggestions.
Oh, we have a very, very long one at the very beginning, Dom.
Yeah,
I know you love the long ones, so why don't you go ahead?
John writes, you've somehow captured that warm college Doritos sharing easygoing discussion experience that we all have with our friends on a normal basis and put it out on the internet, and I, like many, applaud you for it.
I want Doritos.
I have
sound good.
Honey barbecue chips here. But we have jelly beans here too, but we don't have enough weed to do any of this stuff. Anyway, you've created a form that not only words based on the letter S, my favorite letter by the way, but also for things that my generation enjoys. He gives us this really long S words list. And a lot of these things we've already seen.
Ooh, Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer's a good one, actually.
I like Silver Surfer. Yeah. Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer goes on a list.
I want to put soup in the scraps pile. But yeah, here's the thing about suggestions.
Street Sharks!
Street Sharks!
Totally Jawsome!
I don't know if we can talk about 45 minutes about Street Sharks.
Yes, we can.
Street Sharks goes in the scrap pile.
It goes in the scrap pile. We can talk 5 minutes about it.
I love Street Sharks!
We do! But anyway, their toy! They were really awesome!
So here's the thing, is that before people send us suggestions, they should look at our upcoming episode schedule so that they don't send us suggestions for things we're going to be doing.
Actually, I don't think a few of these are not. None of these are actually on our one. I didn't post them all the way that far forward.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we just post the rest for the year?
I don't know about the year, but we can post a few months ahead.
Okay.
Because Sam Jackson, we get a lot, and he's on there.
Yeah, I know. No, he's not on there yet.
I thought he was.
No.
Oh, it's a fill-in for...
He's not in there till like August or
something.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we have the schedule already kind of ready. I'm just going to post it.
But
I do love some of these suggestions, especially Street Sharks, and mostly Street Sharks. The Silver Surfer I also want to do. Soup I want to do. I love soup. Don't you love soup?
I like soup, too. I've made soup.
Thank you.
Thanks again, people, and keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay, Laura writes, hey there, just got a topic suggestion, survival horror, which we mentioned in a stuff segment.
We are going to be doing survival horror, so I guarantee that. And I cannot wait for Res Evil 5.
Oh, all 7 hours of it.
Even so.
Yeah. Hey,
it's co-op.
Nice. All right, Kevin, bring us the next one.
Okay, so Christopher writes in, guys, gals, you guys are doing a great job.
He wants
us to talk about Dragon Ball, which we are going to be doing in April when we watch the Dragon Ball movie. That's going to be for the show called Super Saiyans. And the other one, actually, I think is a good idea. I didn't think about it. Did you think about it? Sanrio. I think it's a good choice.
I love Sanrio.
I didn't think about Sanrio, but that's because I've been to Japan often enough where it just becomes a part of the scenery. And you just stop noticing it.
I love how he writes guys and one girl. Because only one girl has been on the show. Thanks for noticing.
We have other girls going to be future guest hosts as well. Anyway, Sanrio definitely goes in my list.
Yeah.
All right. So that is it.
All right, Lita, bring us the next one from Kat Smith.
Okay. Kat Smith writes, I must say I haven't laughed out loud that much in a long time. My roommate gave me funny looks because I was wearing headphones. I'm looking forward to when and if Raphix.com.
No, Rifftrax.
Rifftrax.com. Rifftrax.com does as well. Riff tracks of the Street Fighter movie, though I think you could all do a better version too.
The problem with this is that we'd have to watch the movie again.
Yeah, I can't.
And I would really need to be heavily intoxicated and not realize we're watching this movie watch it again.
I would have to be intoxicated, and that would mean I would be asleep, which would be merciful.
I would actually like to do a Riff Track style thing. I mean,
what's
just not to this movie.
For the audience that don't know.
So, you know Mystery Science Theater 3000?
You play that along with the movie. You play a track along with the movie that makes fun of the movie.
It's like a parody commentary track.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so the thing is that if we did that, I just imagine the only way we could do that would be the misery scenario where someone like nails our legs to a couch. It's like, I have a movie I want you to watch. Want to try it?
Yeah.
And then you can make fun of it. It can be funny. Funny, right?
Pixar, they do a lot of that as well. Like they do that for the Transformers movie. They put like gave microphones around, you pass them around and say funny things, whatever you want.
You see, that gets dangerously close to being Rocky Horror, and I don't like being Rocky Horror. I'm fine with the Rocky Horror culture. I've been up on there faking orgasms for the virgin initiation, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
It's like sing-along Sound of Music, you know?
Well, I'll be interested in doing a Riff Tracks in the future if I can convince you. It may just have to be for a different movie.
It'd be for a movie that we would enjoy watching that's bad. How about that?
Let's do
Crank.
One to Crank.
And we can
do the Crank Riff Tracks would just be us going, oh! Anyways, thank you so much, Kat Smith. Kat. And Chris, why don't you read the letter from Marie all the way from the land of Sweden?
Marie writes, firstly, thanks to all you guys and gal for making this extremely entertaining podcast and keep up the good work.
Oh my God.
Being located all the way on the other side of the Great Pond, also known as Sweden, I'm not always in tune with things you might take for granted, such as the Super Bowl. And Sega wasn't really that big of a hit over here either in my younger years, from what I can remember. Still, those segments are amusing with your way of going about it. Of course, as for topic suggestions, I'll have to go with Sweden. Actually, don't have great expectations for that becoming one of your segments anytime soon or at all, but would be fun for me at least to hear your thoughts and knowledge about this little place, or maybe even lack of knowledge of it.
Let's see, there's more. Or how about a spin-off segment?
I thought that stuff was a spin-off.
That could be used as meaning just leaving you guys room to talk about spin-offs to movies, games, titles, and whatnot.
Well, it's too broad of a topic for us to cover. Right. Spin-offs is just too broad.
But Sweden might be interesting.
Now, let's see. Going further into her mail. Also, in the first stuff segment, you left an opening for manga suggestions for Kevin. I instantly thought about two sports manga to recommend to you, Kevin. Real and Eye Shield 21.
Well, Eye Shield 21, I actually have like the first 23 volumes or something that
I've
purchased.
It's so silly. I like it.
I just haven't read them yet.
It's silly. I kind of like it, but it has that same problem where it's written by people who obviously don't know the rules for football and are sort of learning them as they go along. It's like, oh, you can do that. Like, they discover the spike about 10 volumes in. It's like, oh, you can stop the clock that way?
Well, anyways, I think she also recommends Real.
It's a basketball one.
I guess I'll check that out later on.
If you like Slam Dunk, you should be okay with Real.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Marie, all the way from Sweden. And I think, Dom, you can join me in this when I decide to go, Yay, Borstiru, Yay, Beru, Deskiru, Yay, Borstir, Own Borstir, Bork, Bork, Bork.
That's my license plate.
Actually, Marie, can you let us know whether people in Sweden know what that is? Anyways, that's the Swedish chef from The Muppet Show, by the way. Anyways, Justin writes in. He says he loved the Sega episode, and he's been growing up on the Sega Genesis and Sonic 2. Well, he grew up on the Sega Genesis and Sonic 2. He has some ideas, suggests Tales of Symphonia. Stan Lee. Stan Lee was that even on our list?
It's not on our list.
Okay, it's on the list now.
We're going to get to his creations before we get to the man.
I actually was surprised. This is also not on our list. It is Solid Snake. And that's actually a pretty good one, although I think I'm the only one here that's played all the Metal Gear Solid games.
I've talked to Solid Snake.
That's true.
Later.
Yeah, I've only played the first two.
Well, definitely that's going on the list. I think that's a pretty big, major video game icon. Spartan 117. I think that's related to Halo. I like Halo. I don't know if anyone else here does. So.
I'm okay with Halo. I like Halo too.
Well, we'll think about it. And I don't know what Shards of Alara is. Do you?
It's a Magic expansion.
I would really like to do one on Magic the Gathering, except like I really couldn't find a really good way of getting the S in there.
It's magic.
No.
Yes.
Yes, that's great.
We are only allowed
Thank
to
you,
do
Chris.
That for Sporn games.
Anyways, he also suggests Shirt Guy Dom, but I think someone else.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I know that guy's such a loser. Anyways, thank you, Justin, for writing that. So, Mr. Dom Lee writes in.
Please do Suzmiaya Haruhi.
I would love to do Suzmiaya Haruhi.
Yeah, guys, Suzumiya. It's spelled the exact way that it's pronounced.
Oh, that Haruhi. No, that's in my scraps pile. Scraps pile!
Okay, fine.
Yeah! We're going to get a whole bunch of people writing in. Man, Kevin's wrong.
Luke writes, hello again, S-Words team. Here we go. Let's see what we have in here. Suikoden.
Suikoden is awesome. Yeah, I played all three. They're amazing games.
Am I the only one at this table that has not played a Suikoden game?
I have Suikoden 2 for you. You should play it. It's rare.
I think I have all five.
Let's see. Here's one for us. School Stories. We've been trying to figure out an excuse to get those in there.
Actually, School Stories is coming in for summer. When summer vacation starts, have a summer vacation as one of ours.
He also suggests Sense and Sensibility, the novel. I am the only person here who could probably talk about that at any length, and you wouldn't want to hear that because you would fall asleep, because I fell asleep during those lectures too.
But then we could talk about Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Maybe we'll think about it. Hey, here's one for talking about magic.
Hey,
how about
the
spells?
Spells.
We can talk about Magic the Gathering that way. And
I think so. It's possible. Yeah. Or we'll talk about spelling bees. I think both you and I have been in spelling bees.
I was in the national spelling
bee. I know. I'm not as good as you. Tap. I mean, stab. Oh. I don't know yet. You guys have to make a convincing argument to me.
All right. Let's hope these suggestions
I do like Sims. Sims and Spore are good choices, too. I didn't think about those either.
That's my job. I'm interviewing for EA. Exciting.
Well, we actually kind of come up on searches for Spore if people are...
Well, I definitely would like to do Sim, especially the Sim games. I think totally forgot about those.
I think Spore, the creature creator, there's a whole like list of all the cool creatures that we've seen, and that could be interesting. Well, it's an audio podcast. Never mind. You can't show them.
Let's see here. After hearing your beautiful singing voices, I really hope to hear more of the same. Perhaps you could serenade one of your hosts sometime down the line, maybe in place of the quote sound off. Has this been considered? Well, what?
Tetris!
Is this going to turn into a new tag? Just Cora Beinecke or prostitute or...
Tetris?
Tetris.
Yeah.
Tetris prostitutes. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first, folks.
Has this been considered? Who would you sing to, Kevin?
I would sing to myself.
I would sing to the Foglios.
I would sing to Dr. Manhattan's package.
You would hum, right?
In the version of Tetris I most remember, the long skinny piece is blue.
All right. In the Sega podcast, you mentioned your favorite Sega games. How many of those games would be on your respective top 5 or top 10 list if you were not
Dom's answer.
Restricted to just Sega games? They'd still pretty much be the same. The only thing that would squeeze in there would be Final Fantasy VI, somewhere around 7 or 8.
That's cool, Dom.
I would still have Shenmue somewhere.
Yeah? Yeah, Sega made great games. They still sometimes make great games.
Yeah, they still make great games.
And let's see here. I'd like to thank Dom for introducing me to Valkyria Chronicles. It is by far my favorite Sega game, and is certainly my favorite strategy game. However, I don't own it. Okay, I'm not even going to read the rest of this.
What?
Own the game.
You can't get it. It's not in Australia yet.
Oh, it's not in Australia.
Silly Dom.
Oh.
Of course the sales were low.
The sales are zero.
I'm so sorry for Australians. They always get screwed with video games. I feel so bad for them.
Anyway, keep up the good work. You make the train ride to university all the more entertaining. Well, thanks a lot, Luke. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to be buying Valkyria Chronicles as soon as it comes out, correct?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm sure he will.
Chris, bring us the next email from Carlos.
As Carlos says, try Shin Megami Tensei. Imagine the more PG now.
We have Shin Megami Tensei on the list.
I don't think he means as a suggestion. I think he was actually telling us to play the game.
Oh, try play the game? I know someone who actually works for Atlas Online, but then again, that's not Atlas Online doing Shin Megami Tensei Online.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this game.
So anyway, all right.
Sorry. We'll figure it out. We might hear more about it later on.
I'll talk to my friends about it. Lita, bring us BTA Man.
BTA Man!
BTA Man. Oh, okay, so now he writes. So to start off, I'm going to say that this email contains spoilers from Naruto. Oh,
you're dead to me. Basically, what happens is he asks me if I've played Doki Doki Majo Shinpan, which is a touching game.
It is a touching game. It's not one of your touching games.
I would actually
own that before you, just for the fact of having it.
It was really, really boring.
It's the witch's touching game.
You don't even touch any witches for the first, like, hour. You just run around and you don't do anything.
Did you touch your witch?
No. It was boring. I turned it off.
Did you use?
I didn't use a stylus.
I knew you wouldn't be using a stylus.
Doki Doki Majo Shinpan. What is that?
Witches.
You touch witches. It's for the DS. I'll tell you
with
later.
With or without the stylus.
Oh my god. Also,
did you know that in Doki Doki Majo Shinpan 2, you got to touch a boy?
Isn't there a game where you get to, like, scrub boys?
Dude, okay, this is going way weird now. Wait. Hey, did you know Choo Choo Rocket was on the GBA?
Yes, I do.
I did not know that. How do you play with other people?
You don't.
You don't.
That's lame.
Alright. So anyway, someone asked me about dying in Naruto.
Spoiler!
I didn't watch Naruto because I got the Jump phase out of my manga fandom about 10 years ago when I subscribed to Jump. And you guys remember this, I would flip through pages of Hunter x Hunter going, oh look, he obviously missed his deadline on this one. This is a blank panel. Oh look, this is a vague sketch of a chicken. That sort of got me out of my phase, but dies. Oh well, Mizuki Nana will still be singing things. All right, a ravenous zombie says.
A ravenous zombie writes into us. Greetings. I've recently discovered the podcast.
Brains.
And brains. How uncanny it is. Easy to relate to.
Like a boss.
Words that start with S. And he talks about Watchmen. And we watched it. And we talked about it. But I love his name, a ravenous zombie. So keep writing in, ravenous zombie.
Oh, come on. Oh, is that the only thing? All right. Let's move on to Mike.
I am so shallow.
I could probably talk about extreme length about the various anime versions of the franchise, but I'll spare the internet for now. Long story short, I think the 1994 anime movie is perhaps the most faithful, well-written, and plain enjoyable version of them all. Plus, it had Daisuke Gori and the dub ends with Korin. This is about our Street Fighter podcast.
Yes, that's right. Mike, we read your comment, so now you must watch Friday Night Lights. On Hulu. It's free.
All right. Isamu Daison mentions that sporn is a real term, apparently. Spore, he Googled sporn to see if I could find your podcast that way. No, not at all. It's for spore porn.
That is gross. Oh, my God. Spore porn? Spore, like when
you know, when you make creatures on spore that look like penises.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's clever. Clever, clever.
This next one's addressed to me. Peter says that given that you are all such avid gamers, perhaps a topic that Dom touched on could be added to the list. I talk, of course, about strategy guides. When should you get them, if ever? How about when they're sold with a game? Blah, blah, blah. Are they a worthwhile addition to the game or just a cynical cash-in?
I use strategy guides and game facts all the time. No offense.
I use wikis usually, Japanese wikis, because they're really, really, really obsessively well-written.
Wow.
Because they're Japanese.
I think this is going in the scrap pile. I definitely do want to talk about it, but I don't really know how long I can go.
I feel like
I can go for a while, but it would just be me, and I don't think people want to hear just me.
Well, also, I feel like
I know you and I could go for a while.
You can do all night long.
Well, I only use them if I'm short on time and I'm playing an RPG. I just need to get it through. Just
yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I don't want to play the game. I just want to see the movies.
Bang, bang, bang.
All right. So Nathan writes on Facebook, how about Sayonara Zetsubou-sensei? This is something I would actually recommend to you, Kevin.
What is this? That's why I put this on here. It's not that I was like, oh yeah, of course, let's put this on the list. I don't know what it is.
It's an incredibly subversive manga that runs in, I believe, Shonen Magazine next to Negima and is the antithesis of Negima. It is about a man who is in despair about how terrible culture is.
Like Japanese culture?
Any culture.
And for some reason you thought, I would definitely love this.
Because the thing is that he goes in at length about how everything is wrong. And it's very well written and, you know.
All right. I will check it out. Yeah, and then we will take a look at it later on. This next one is from Sean. I think he wrote the previous email. He writes on Facebook about Koei Games. And I'm kind of surprised that Mike is not here because he's pretty much the guy that loves Koei, along with Albert, who's also not here.
You know what's funny? After Dynasty Warriors 3, the game that from Koei that I've played the most is Angelique.
No idea.
I don't know what that is.
Well, Miho can tell you all about it.
Oh, wait. Is this the dating guys one?
Yeah.
What's a Koei game?
Oh, by
Koei. Miho's like right
Koei.
Here about to hug me because I've mentioned Angelique on our podcast.
Wow.
And Danny's keeping her away from me because he knows that once you go Dom, you can't go back.
All right, moving on.
And on
the last thing was on the site. These are search terms that I found that people got to the site for. The first one is Oblivion Horse Mouse, which I don't understand.
What is a horse mouse?
I don't know. I was thinking horse like, mouse. Is a horse mouse in action an animal? And
is it like a liger? And did they somehow get a mouse to impregnate a horse?
That would be a house.
Or a morse.
And the other one was Sporn Podcast. So someone did manage to find a way to our site through Sporn.
I think they were actually trying, though.
Yes, please, we want natural searches to get to our site through Sporn. Thank you very much. I wonder if this coming week, I know, someone out there is going to type in Dom's Touching Games and find a way to get to our site.
I swear to God, it will not be me.
All right, that wraps up the stuff and suggestions segment. Wow, we go pretty long with these now. If you want to check out the show schedule, you can go to www.s-words-podcast.com. You can send us any more suggestions, questions, comments, feedback, admiration to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. And you can always follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words and the usual Facebook group that I don't know the address to in my head. You can find it somehow.
And what about insults? You say admiration instead of insults. Did you say
okay, fine. You can send your insults too. Man, why do you want to? That pretty much wraps up the stuff segment. So why don't you lead us off, Mr. Dom?
Do 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 prostitute. But anyway.
See, his list is very valid.
His list is valid, but it's
never
very
long. Never touch the table!
My parents are dead.
All right.